Beautiful morning. We made our way once more early, awoken, half asleep maybe, but with intention to be here this morning as we cross the waters once more to this beautiful part of the Nile River at Philae Island, to be at the temple of Iset or Isis, and together with the island to be awakened into the sunrise, feeling the breeze of the morning, the sweetness of the waters, the smells in the air, the freshness, the lights that coming through, the sun that is rising to greet us, and we greet her, the gentleness, the softness, the soothness of our hearts, communicating, connecting, complementing one another with nature, with Gaia here, and with everything and all that is around us, within us, with joyfulness, a morning of joyfulness and even celebration of this part of the tour, as this is the final site, temple on the lower Nile that we will visit before going to the upper Nile, celebrating this part of the journey and ourselves after experiencing many places, different energies, similar energies, different parts of history of Egypt, and this one as well has its own uniqueness, its own specialness, that even without knowing the history of the place, we can always connect with our hearts. We can feel and allow our inner knowing, our Akashic memory, our energy field, to connect with the field in this place that has been visited by thousands of years of generations of souls. And we are placing our energetic heart, if you want to say that, as well, in this moment. Another group of light workers, spiritually connecting with one another in this glorious morning.
One of the aspects of Isis is that of a mother. And one of the aspects of being a mother is that of having intuition. Intuition to know when your child is in trouble. Intuition to know where to go, what to do, who to turn to. And so with that energy of connecting to intuition, let us affirm that we ask for a strong connection with our own intuition so that we are able to be guided in our life at every turn. Our intuition is the connection to our divine self. Our partners, our guides, our angels, they all communicate through our intuition. What is the synchronicity that brought you here today or here to this message? Could it have been a nudge from your intuition to do so. There is a benevolent entourage here to support you, and all that is required to receive this support is to ask.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The group before me is here to witness a sunrise, the beginning of light, something that is so special to the ancient Egyptians. For the light always came in their cycle, and it played into a philosophy, not necessarily a spiritual religion, it was their life, that the sun always came up, and the sun represented that which was creation. It played into that which they believed so strongly. The difference between East and West was life and death. And here you sit, places that they saw, that they were. This particular temple of Isis, a relocation, but the intent is the same. Have you noticed the strength and the power of women in Egypt? You might take a look at all there is and think, well, this culture was a man's world as well. Not necessarily, not always. And Isis is an example. And she had so many kinds of names. Whether she was the goddess of the moon or whether she was the one who protected the children. You might even say she was the goddess of health. And so that's what we want to talk about right now. It's a critical thing that follows, and one that's often misunderstood, not understood by so many. Even if I speak to you about these things, it's still not understood to the extent that you can make sense of it or use it. But you can still receive the information. I also want to point out, even before Woe's message starts, that the Egyptians knew about healing. They had so many methods of healing that were esoteric. The very kinds today which we call alternate medicine, and you call alternate medicine, was practiced as main medicine to them. And it included things like aromatherapy, surgeries, and sound. These were things they understood thousands of years ago, that your societies and your cultures are just starting to discover. It makes you wonder what else they had that we, you, all of those here today are starting to discover. Woe yet comes before you shall one more time. And Yusha looks at him and says, we're going to do a review. But in that review, we're going to present something very special, Woe. Something that is not understood, Woe. Even as I speak to you, Woe, in your culture, in this modern day, Woe, it's still not understood. Not only is it not understood, it's not accepted even as the truth. But I will tell you about it anyway. We wish to review for just a moment what I told you about your body and your cells. That your body is a system that is built for life. It rejuvenates itself all the time. It's built to last a very, very long time, but not without management. We gave you the example of the factory way back when this started. The factory that was able to produce the product called L, which we know is life. And all of the parts of the factory and those who worked in the factory knew their jobs. But it needed management. It needed direction. And without it, the factory became dysfunctional. And there were troubles in the factory, and there was dis-ease in the factory. Until the factory stopped one day, when it could no longer produce the product, because there was nobody in charge. And this is the metaphor, again, we pull forward to you, and we tell you that this dis-ease is exactly what it sounds like. The body is designed for life, but it's also designed for management. And that is your consciousness having that energy we've described over and over needs to be directed daily to the body. You are the manager of your factory. And it needs that. It needs to be told here and there. And the reason this is so mysterious to so many is that the human being will look at it and say, we don't understand biology. We are not doctors. How can we possibly tell the body what to do? There's a woman laying in a hospital. This is a metaphor. This is a parable, within the parable, if you wish. And she has a disease. And the doctors say it's killing her and she doesn't have much time. And in the hospital, she has an awakening. And somehow, she realizes that all she needs to do is relax and have intent, and all will be fine. She cognizes this. In other words, it's a firm belief, not a hope, not something she's going to try. And even in that spark of peace that she has, she doesn't say anything to her body. She just relaxes and feels the God within. And suddenly, there is something we call spontaneous remission. Somehow, some way, the body has taken away that thing which was killing her. And it has done it by itself. It's done it through her intuition. Not even a direction, not even meditation, not even a verbalization to heal. It has done it on its own. And she walks out of that place without the disease. And it never comes back. Now, I just gave you an example of something that has happened over and over and over in your humanity. And it ought to give you something. It ought to give you truth. That this body of yours knows a lot more than you give it credit for. But unless you give it some kind of intent and direction, it's going to go into disease. It'll be one that catches whatever is around because of that. Woe thought for a moment, and he said, you mean, you're speaking of healing. And Yusha said, more than that. We're describing a way of life, rejuvenation consciousness, not healing. Healing is something that happens after you have the disease or after you have the problem. But consciousness can keep that healthy. So you never have to heal it. What you have to do is direct it. Whoa. I'm going to tell you a secret. You and your consciousness, with daily direction, can keep your body free of disease. And all of the other things that attach it, even with age, will be muted. And you not only will live longer, as I described before, but you can be healthy. And for those who have not this information and have gone into disease or poor health, this information is their miracle. You've watched the body do it on its own. What do you think it will do with direction? Well, you are your own healer. You are your own doctor. Without knowing anything about medicine or chemistry, Wo looked at him and said, "How do I even begin? What do I think about? What do I direct? How do I say anything to my body?" And Yusha looked at Wo and said, "Have you forgotten? Love God with all your heart, with all your passion. Because doing that will love yourself. The God within is the healer. It will take care of the chemistry. It will take care of all the things you don't know about. Love yourself as you love God. And visualize a body in pure health where disease cannot touch it. Or if perhaps it has it, the disease will not be able to stay. These things I give to you," Yusha said to Wo, "so that not only will you live a long life, but you will have the concept of self-discovery that says you are in charge of your own biology by using love, compassion, direction, kindness to yourself, and a consciousness which expects long life and healing." Then Yusha said something to Wo. He said, "This is the truth. I would not tell you these things if they were not so." And he said, "Go from this place and discover it yourself. Start today and every day to give direction to your own body. And don't be surprised if it listens and you start to feel better, where there's more energy, and you know that it works." Again, Wo went from this place, this direction, this teaching, being astonished, astounded at what no one ever told him. How could he be on this modern earth, he thought, with all of the medicines and the doctors and the knowledge and the technology, and no one ever gave him this truth? That will change. It'll change because there's an awakening on the planet in all areas. Hospitals someday will look very different than they look today. And when that time comes, I want you to have an aha experience that you sat in a place where the ancients already knew it. Rediscover what they knew. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.